Making the Bassmaster Classic is a dream come true for a lot of anglers. Sometimes people will make it through the tours, other times they'll make it through the Federation. And there's another way to make it, through the Open Championship. And with me today is Mike McClellan. And Mike, you just won the Open Championship. You have to be on cloud nine.
Terry, man, it is absolutely awesome. You know, you fish all year long through the tour, realize that you don't make it there, and you have to take every opportunity you can to get to the Classic. And the Open Tour this year was my little outlet to get there.
Well, no question about it, you did that. Back in 96, you won back-to-back events on the Arkansas River and Ross Barnett, but you also had a lot of success since then.
Yeah, Terry, you know, that was the whole start of my career back in 96. You know, the whole time my career has gone on, it's always been, in my feeling, kind of a meant-to-be kind of a deal. The good Lord looks out for every one of us in a different way, and, you know, we all have to be stewards and have to do the right things. But getting started when I did, I mean, it was such a big boom. I may have been a little anxious to take off on the wrong foot, but I've had a lot of success, Terry. And, you know, the wins were what got my start in the bass fishing industry.
Well, you had some seconds. You did some things other than that and, you know, kept your name out there and took a couple of years off and then now right back at it again. And now you go down and you fish the Open Championship, and you've got to be thrilled to death against that level of competition to win that event.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot to be said for that, Terry. I mean, when you look at the names that were in the top, you know, 10 of the Open Championship, I mean, you've got people like, you know, Randy Howell, Matt Reed, Chad Brower, Rick Morrison. You know, you just go down the list of the guys that you're there fishing against, and, I mean, it's the same guys that you compete with out on the tour level as well. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment to win an event like that by any standards. You know, it doesn't take anything away from any of the anglers that are there, because every one of them that were there earned a spot to be there and compete at that level.
Well, you know, Mike, I think one thing that sometimes we miss as guys that fish on the weekend or guys that may fish a one-day event is how you can string a group of fish together. You led from start to finish, and, you know, what you have to look at is sometimes those fish will diminish a little bit, and you've got to look around a little bit, and I think that happened to you a little bit in the Open Championship.
It definitely did, and, you know, that's one thing that does differ from what we do versus an angler that fishes tournaments just on the weekend. You know, it's pretty easy, or I shouldn't say it's pretty easy, but it can be very good to go out and catch, you know, a one-day limit, maybe 2 days off of a particular stretch of bank or, you know, a particular backwater, but to be able to catch, you know, 4 days worth of fish off of any body of water can really become difficult for a lot of anglers. And again, the good Lord blessed me and kept me headed in the right direction all week down there. I was very fortunate. I think I tried to sit down and figure it out, but I believe, best of my calculations, I weighed 17 of the 20 fish I weighed came off of one section of bank probably 75 to 100 yards long.
Well, you know, and it was pretty obscure because you really didn't have any company either, did you?
I really didn't, Terry. I mean, it was one of those deals that the first morning of the tournament, as we're sitting there waiting for the takeoff during the fog delay, I really got a little nervous because the place I was fishing was actually so close to takeoff. And I got to thinking, you know, there's a lot of guys here that may be making long runs that think, well, you know, our time's diminished. Maybe I need to just fish here close. I really wasn't concerned that anybody knew quite the potential, and I didn't even know the potential the spot had. But I felt like there was probably some other anglers that had found the spot and you know, had probably got a bite or two there and would possibly beat me to that spot.
Well, as it turned out, that did not happen. And you went out there and used a Jewel jig, I believe, from Jewel Bait Company, and then a War Eagle spinnerbait, and put a waxing on them.
Yeah, you know, the two baits that you just mentioned, Terry, were definitely, you know, what I took the whole week on, really. I did throw a crankbait a little bit, but actually, the way the day went down was just phenomenal the first day. I pulled up to the spot, and I actually overshot the exact place I wanted to start by about 75 yards. And, you know, it was a little bit still kind of hazy and foggy. And so when I started to fish the spot, I thought, well, I'll just fish downriver past the good stuff that I want to fish, and then I'll turn back around and start fishing upriver into the current and fish it properly. Well, I picked up a War Eagle spinnerbait at 3/8 ounce and took off down the bank throwing it, and I think, you know, second cast I made, I caught the biggest fish I'd caught since I'd been on the river, and it was only about a 2.5-pounder. And, I mean, that got me fired up because I'm thinking, man, I've made two casts. I've got one in the boat, and you know, things are going to be good here. And as I started to fish on down the bank, I realized that the current was even stronger that morning than it had been any other time that I had practiced on the river. And, And it was really tough to even fish the bank properly going down river. So I really made a quick pass through with the spinnerbait and then, you know, turned it back around and started fishing the bank with the jig at that point.
The opportunity you have in front of you is that now you can be more thorough with that jig, and it sounds like that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, that was the biggest key, I think, to the success I had down here this week was being very persistent, having the ability to you know, really settle into an area and fishing it thoroughly can really be the key a lot of times to catching the right fish that you need to catch out of it. And basically, I made my mind up from what I had done there in practice. I actually had 5 bites in practice off this one little stretch of river. And I felt like there was definitely enough fish there, you know, to maybe scratch out a limit if I just was persistent. And as I turned the boat back around, got me face back up, you know, into the current to start fishing it, you know, I made multiple pitches to a lot of these lay-down trees. With the strong current coming through, you know, you might make 2 or 3 pitches that didn't get where you wanted them to get because the current would actually move your bait, you know, away from the structure or something of that nature. And you really had to focus on getting the bait precisely in the right location.
You led this thing from start to finish, which is, you know, it's sort of unheard of in our sport. You know, you hear a guy maybe leading for a couple of days and then falling off, but you led this thing all the way through.
You know, that's very true. I think one of the other tournament events that I won, there might have been the first one on the Arkansas River, and as bad as I hate to say it, it's been so long, I actually don't remember precisely, but I might have led that one from start to finish as well, and it doesn't happen very often in this industry, and it's just for the same reason that you just mentioned earlier, is a lot of times we find enough fish to catch a big bag 1 or 2 days, but we don't have anything to back it up, And I was just fortunate that there were enough fish here that I was able to back it up for a few more days. And my catches decreased strongly. You know, the whole key to me being able to do this was the fact that I caught the big bag I did the first day. You know, I had a little over a 3-pound cushion the first day. And getting off to that big of a lead, you know, allowed me to stay ahead of people like Chad Brower and Rick Morris and Randy Howe that were right on my heels nipping.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this does for your career. Of course, it's a big payday, but on top of that, you're wanting to fish the Elite Series as well.
Yeah, Terry, you know, ever since Bass made the announcement that the Elite Series was coming along, I was really excited about it. In the early stages, you know, we didn't have a lot of details on, you know, what the cost was going to be and, you know, what it was actually going to be to really commit and do this. And, you know, I've always said it's one of the greatest formats that, you know, any tournament organization has ever looked at doing, and I definitely want to be a part of it. I still have some reservations. You know, I'm doing everything I can to obtain the correct sponsorships to be able to go out and do this, but we as anglers, we have to be able to promote our sponsors in the show place that we're in, and I think Bass is definitely the place to do that, and the Elite Series, you know, gives a sponsor the opportunity that they need to be showcased and to promote their products out there the way we need to as anglers.
Well, there's no question, you know, the Elite Series is going to definitely change the way everybody looks at our sport. And, Mike, I tell you what, it's been great talking to you, and I'm going to keep up with you and find out when you get those new sponsors. You're going to let us know at Bass Fan when you get them, right?
Oh, absolutely, Terry. You know, there's a few things that, you know, like you mentioned the Jewel Jig this week, the War Eagle Spinnerbait, Terry. One thing that we haven't talked about that I think was a very, very big part of my success this weekend is the new fishing line that Seaguar Fluorocarbon is producing. It's the Seaguar Grand Max. And there was a lot of guys there on the river throwing, you know, light line, 6, 8, 10-pound test. And I was throwing this new 25.3-pound test Grand Max, never worrying about hooking these big fish in the middle of that cover. But the diameter of this new line is, you know, 25-pound test diameter is the same as most 12 or 15 pound. And, you know, I really think that was also a big part of my success this week.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, you know, you came out there, you did what you needed to do. You won the Open Championship. Now you'll be at the Bassmaster Classic at Lake Toho. Good things ahead for you.
That's what we hope, Terry. You know, the Bassmasters Classic in Florida is definitely something I'm looking forward to, but I got to get down there and learn how to catch Florida bass a little bit better. That has always been my nemesis in the past, and I'm going to go spend 3 or 4 weeks in Florida this year and figure out how to catch some big old spawn and largemouth.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.